With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Unlike in April, there were few fireworks today over President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Eric Whitney reports.
In April, Democratic Senator John Tester endured a tweet storm from Trump after Tester released a list of anonymous accusations that Trump's previous nominee was unfit for the job. That nominee, Admiral Ronnie Jackson, subsequently withdrew his nomination. The president then tweeted that Tester should resign from the Senate and said he'd come to Montana to campaign against his re-election this year.
I appreciate your willingness to step forward now during what I believe are unprecedented times at the VA.
That was Tester Wednesday at the confirmation hearing for Robert Wilkie. Tester is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, which held the hearing. He was complimentary of Wilkie's previous military and government service, but criticized how the Trump administration is running the Department of Veterans Affairs.
We have seen VA political appointees work actively and publicly to undermine a secretary and a deputy secretary who were unanimously confirmed by the Senate. We're seeing nonpartisan senior leaders and subject matter experts leave the VA in unprecedented numbers. Many are concerned that the sound policies and ideas are being increasingly marginalized at the expense of politics. We're seeing political interest groups given a seat at the table instead of veteran service organizations.
Trump fired his first VA secretary, Dr. David Shulkin, in March. Shulkin says it was because he opposed Trump's efforts to privatize the VA health system. Tester told Wilkie he'll be faced with a lot of hard decisions.
The question is how that decision will also be impacted by the influence of others, whether talking about political appointees at the VA or with the White House. Sooner or later, you're going to come to a crossroads with these folks. That's what happened to David Shulkin. My only advice to you is to take the cues from the veterans and do what you think is right, even if political forces threaten your job.
Tester and the other senators on the Veterans Affairs Committee said their top priorities for the VA include filling hundreds of empty jobs for doctors, nurses, and other clinicians in their states, responding to the growing need for women's health care among veterans, and combating sexual harassment in the agency. No major objections to his confirmation were raised at the hearing. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.